الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم وإن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقال الله تعالى: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورزيت لكم الإسلام دينا. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الدين نصيحة، صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, today we had an important event, and that was gathering of Muslims, sisters, to learn how to perform amal according to our deen. For this purpose, they are gathering once in a month, and this is called Jor. So today also they gathered, and the topics were very interesting. First topic was about shukr, and the other was atidal in use of mobile and internet. And third topic was general topic, and that was taleem of fahm al-tasawwuf. As far as shukr is concerned, actually this is a recognition of ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we know it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted this to us. And then to use it according to the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent ahkamat to His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know it from them, from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. Although this shukr looks easy, because it is for ni'mat, for the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is already having ni'mat. He is not in problem, he is not in danger, but he is blessed. So logically, one can understand that it is easy to have shukr in his mind for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is ni'mat. But practically, it is difficult. We don't see the people who have ni'mat and they perform shukr. Very, very few of them can have this. And it is very strange. How? And as for sabr is concerned, patience, it looks difficult. But many people you will see having sabr, having patience. Because with passage of time, patience come directly. That he knows, I cannot do anything if I don't have patience. So therefore, it becomes easy. But shukr, although it looks easy, but it is not easy, it is difficult. Why it is so? It is very strange. The concept behind this is this, that once shaitan was expelled from rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he became la'een and rajim. Then he said, O Allah, I shall come from the right side, from the left side, from the back side, from the fore side, to human being. And they will not reach you. You will find them, very few of them, among those who perform shukr. So it shows that shaitan has a very, very high focus on this thing, that we should not have shukr. Therefore, it becomes difficult. We see that as much as the ni'mat is increased, is enhanced, more and more lack of shukr comes into existence. Why so? It is the reason. So, we should understand this conceptually and we should perform shukr. There are many, many things. Once a doctor came to me who was captain at that time, and he was doctor of secretary. It means he passed first part and he was at that time in second part. But he was suffering from depression, severe depression. When he came to my house, he asked me, can I weep? I said, why not? It is your right. He wept. And then he told me a story of his office, of his home, that he is tortured too much in both the places. So he was suffering from depression. I told him, Dr. Saab, it's your field, it's not my field. You know more than me, but I shall request you to write the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as you understand, you write them. And in a daytime, you just look upon it for a few seconds. Doctor said, I did not understand your recommendation, but I feel satisfaction when I am here. So if you can permit me, I will visit you more oftenly. So this thing I can do, but I don't understand what you are saying. I said, okay, you can come. So then he used to come to me in a month roundabout once. At the 6 month, when he came, he said, I understood what you are saying. I said, now, inshallah, you will become. Okay. And the next time when he came, he said, I am 80% now, okay. And I am just getting medicine for mood only. And nothing else, more. I said, okay, mashallah. So it means this thing, while what he was doing at this, when he was saying that these are the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so then shukr comes. And when a person performs shukr, so as I recited verse of Holy Quran, لَنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَازِيدَنَّكُمْ. When you perform shukr, I will increase the ni'mat. So if he remember Allah's ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and perform shukr upon that, so then Allah will increase the ni'mat. And if you are patient, you may be cured because of that. So this thing, alhamdulillah, then he understood. The other topic was i'tidal, in the use of internet and mobile. I asked the people who are sitting before me, what is the net? So they said, it is net, yes, of course. We call it jal. So what is internet? It means interconnected by, yes. So I said, okay, yes, of course, it is net, which binds all the people in itself and cannot escape of that. It is so strong net that one cannot then escape from it. And addiction comes because of that. And it is that strong addiction that doctor says it's more addiction than the addiction of heroin. It is very dangerous. It means you, once you use mobile for the internet, so all the things are interconnected. You press one key and many, many things come. And you are mentally attached with that. And you connect with the, which is visible, and with those which are still not visible, but you know what is behind this. So because of that, tajassus comes. And your tajassus brings you to a very dangerous limit then sometime. So you can put yourself in sins, in watching some things which are prohibited, or you can waste your time, or you can involve brain to such a limit that you will be no longer feeling easy to offer prayer with concentration. So these things become difficult. So one should use these things really with it all. Especially the children. There's more danger for the children in this. Because doctors said that those health problems which could come in the age of 50, 60, now they are coming at the age of 15 and 20. For example, if a child is watching the screen put before him for more than 2 hours and 3 hours, then a change can come in the, you can say, the body, especially in the neck. And he may feel problem in that after some time. So therefore, he should be kept in before his eyes what he is doing with that. Because the children are absorbed too much in that. I see the children who are visiting the cartoons. They speak like cartoons. So it means they involve themselves to their limit, that their whole psychological impressions come because of that. So therefore, you should be very careful in giving these things to the children. This time of the children is for playing, for you can say physical exercise, such games in which their physical exercise is improved. So they can waste their energy in that, in running and jumping or something like that. But if he is watching the TV or the mobile continuously and sitting there or standing there, so then he is losing these things. So therefore, one should have some balance for this purpose. Why I call it balance? Because there are merits and demerits of these things. Merits and demerits. Just like the merits and demerits of wine is, according to Quran, there are some merits in wine. But its sin is more than its merits. So So therefore, one should not use it. So this logic should be followed in this as well. Although it has merits, but demerits sometimes become more enhanced than the merits. So therefore, it suppresses merits and only demerits left. So therefore, one should be careful in this. There are many people who are telling me their stories, what are happening with them because of these. So, the most difficult thing with this is this, that a person loses his willpower. And willpower is a very precious thing. If a person loses it, so he loses too much. Because he knows this is wrong, but he cannot stop. He exercises willpower, but it does not work. So he is actually, again and again, demoralized. And no more have such a willpower to stop himself from the sins. I can say, as far as the merits are concerned, actually it's for knowledge. That knowledge becomes very easy because of this. If a person wants to browse something, to know something, it's very easy to use this mechanism. He can find very quickly the thing. Even if I am speaking in, you can say, a lecture, and if I find some, I want to find some reference, a Qurani ayat or hadith or something like this, so then I can find even at that time while speaking. So really it has merits. The dependence upon libraries are reduced more and more. And we have a very high, you can say, capacity of books under consideration for reading using these methods. But the problem associated with this are too much. For example, once I was finding Tafsir Osmani on the net. I found that. But I was absorbed in that tafsir. But once I look upon the right side, so there were some very, very strange things coming beside the movies or something like that. Once I was watching the YouTube speech of mine, which someone has uploaded, I was watching that. So once I scroll up ahead, so the other thing which was come was very strange. So I asked that person on telephone, why you put this my speech on such a dangerous zone that these things are coming beside this? He said, no. I have put this on the safe side, but these people are concentrating upon this, that there should be something the people want to hear, want to visit. So they put these things there. So we cannot make safe this unless and until we have some dedicated environment, which is only for us, for which we have to pay, of course. Because these people, they earn from the advertisements or from the dark sides. So they use this. Once I was told, if you pay for something on the net, so that is payment of that thing. But if you don't pay for that, it means you are paid for that. It means you are required in that payment. So of course it is right. Because there are some things which are associated with you, and they need. So then they get it using this technique. So there one should be very careful in these things, in browsing and using thing. It will be a little safer to use computer for such purposes, not mobile, if a person can have a computer. Because computer is not all the time with you. It will be for some time with you. And mobile you do have all the time. So it will be better that you use computer for browsing or from these things, for these things, for some design time. And you use only that mobile which is not smart. Simple mobile. So this you can make yourself from these things. If not possible, so okay, if you do have smartphone, so you can put it in almirah and use it only for 1 hour in 24 hours to browse something, to know something, to take something from that. You can try for the best. And for the rest of time, for 23 hours, you do have a simple mobile. So this thing can make it a little safe. Especially if you do this, your children are safe. Because you will not be having all the time this mobile, smartphone. And they are in search of smartphone, not simple mobile. So if you do have simple mobile, then they will not ask you to give them mobile. Otherwise, they will be weeping for that. So in this way, you can protect them as well. So I think this is enough. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to protect ourselves from bad things, whichever these are. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Ya hayya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghis. Aslih li shani kulla wa la takilni ila nafsi tarfatayn. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.